You're listening to the Market Gems Podcast, presented by the Chesapeake Group.
Welcome to the Market Gems Podcast, presented by the Chesapeake Group. Our guest today is the CEO and Director of Hillcrest Energy Technologies Limited, Mr. Don Curry. Hillcrest Energy Technologies Limited trades in the OTCQB under the ticker symbol HLRTF and on the CSE at HEAT. Hillcrest Energy Technologies is a Canadian-based clean technology company dedicated to developing high-value and high-performance power conversion solutions that will serve the demands of the modern energy landscape. Central to Hillcrest's innovative approach is their proprietary zero-voltage switching, ZVS, technology, designed to unlock unprecedented electrification efficiencies and optimize the performance of integrated electric systems. Mr. Don Curry, thanks so much for joining me today on the MGP.
Really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
You got it. We'll get right into the questions here. Number one, I alluded to it in the opening, ZVS, zero voltage switching technology. Please tell us more about Hillcrest's ZVS technology.
Yeah, it's zero voltage or soft switching. It's something that the industries in electrification have tried to perfect for the last 20, 30 years, and they haven't been able to do it. We have been lucky enough through a unique combination of hardware and software to be able to crack the code and have zero voltage switching. Zero voltage switching, the benefit of it is higher switching frequencies. It essentially eliminates the switching losses and has better thermal control. So it's much, much more efficient and has system-wide benefits.
So, you know, we're going to talk about the landscape overall and the industries that your technology specifically are going to create the most value in. When we hear about, you know, the first thing I think of is automobiles, right? And fleet vehicles in terms of electric vehicles and electric innovation. But what industries are we really looking at for this technology to be applied to? Where's the most value to be had from this particular kind of technology?
Sure. Well, long term, it's probably going to be the grid or stationary, as we talk about it, wind, solar, energy storage, you name it, anything where there's an electrical system and power conversion is required. So as an example, in solar, you have the solar panels that are direct current, DC, and it needs to go to the grid, which is alternating current, AC. That has to be converted. That's where our technology exists. It's in the middle. It basically is the heart of the whole system. On the EV side, where we're most advanced as a company, it is the battery is DC, the motor is AC, it has to be converted there. We've, through our contacts and through people that are in the company, we've been able to open up some doors and do some very, very, very positive demonstrations and are in some commercial discussions on the EV side. So immediate term, you're probably going to see some what we hope to be very, very positive releases coming up on deals that may or may not be made on the EV side. But long term, the numbers and the need on the stationary solar, wind, energy storage to talk about, they'll probably dwarf what happens on EV.
Got it. Thanks for clarifying that. So, you know, you just alluded to the long term and the people who are getting this technology into their hands. Who are the potential customers and what can prospective investors and Hillcrest expect for the company to begin generating revenues by getting this technology to the customers that need to work with it first and foremost?
Sure. On the EV side, we've been dealing with automobile manufacturers primarily in Europe. We're having some very good traction because we have a partner in Europe. Our hardware partner is based in Germany, and they've been developing inverter technology for the automotive industry in Germany for the last 20 years. Working with them, we were able to elevate and bring the ZVS technology into there. On the grid-related side, solar companies, energy storage companies, you know, think of data centers, you know, the Amazon centers, that sort of thing. Wherever there's massive energy being used and conversion has to be done. Wind farms, you know, our technology is applicable across numerous sectors. But right now, the customers are going to be the automobile manufacturers, tier one suppliers that sell to the automobile manufacturers, and then companies, like I said before, the solar companies, the wind companies, and energy storage companies.
If you would humor me and our audience and just give us a little taste of the science behind the predicament that your technology is solving. Like when it comes to, we depend on electricity, obviously, and we have for some time. But there's a lot of nuance around the way that energy is served and delivered to everything that uses it that I don't understand as a layperson. So what's actually being optimized or maximized here through the patented technology that you've created that is not being serviced already in the market?
Okay, now that's a very, very good question. As I mentioned before, ours is soft switching, has higher switching frequencies, and it eliminates the switching losses. Let's stick with the switching losses for a minute here. In hard switching, which is the switching that is available out there and which exists and everyone's using, hard switching is a very severe peak and valley. Whenever there's, and it happens 1,000 times a second, many thousands of times a second, but every time there's a downward, a switch, there's a switching loss in hard switching. The switching loss causes what they call trade-offs or hardships. So you have to protect against it. There's a byproduct of a switching loss that is electrical magnetic interference, let alone the fact it's not as efficient. Electrical magnetic interference is emitted and it causes damage to the facilities or to your system over time. So they have to pay to protect against the EMI. So that in a car, they put cable or shielding around cables, they put a box around the battery, they do certain things. That's just a fact of life. It's a cost of doing business whenever you have switching. With our technology, we've demonstrated that by the elimination of switching losses, we have a better signal, a better sine wave. And as a result, the EMI is reduced to such a level that you do not require, you may not require, depending on your use, shielding around the cables, around the battery box, around different things. The EMI has become, over the last year, probably our single biggest benefit outside of the efficiency. We're the highest efficiency inverter that we're aware of in the world, that we're aware of, at 99.7%. We've really scratched the surface. You can't go any higher. So 99.7%, low EMI, so you don't have to protect against the negative effects. And that when you have no switching losses, you have a constant, more gentle curve of electricity going through. So there's many, many benefits, and hopefully that was non-technical enough.
Fantastic. Thank you again for the clarification. So you're looking at long-term agreements with other potential partners. I think Ocean Batteries is one that I heard that you were looking at a joint development agreement you've recently announced. Tell us more about this project, and where's the potential value for the company and for prospective shareholders in Hillcrest?
Yeah, that's a big step for us, because what it is the people at Ocean Batteries have recognized they've already have an energy storage system, and the energy storage system, they're putting it in ports. And what happens is as ships come in, they both give power back or take power from these energy storage systems. You're taking power when it's cheaper to take it from the energy storage system and giving it back, so on and so forth. Now, what they want to go to the next generation. They want to be more efficient, and they know about our technology. There's a person in the company that we have some interest, or we have some past history with, and they're very, very keen on going to the next generation. It's the same. It'll service ports. It'll service the marine industry. It can be put onto the ships. Worldwide, the marine industry, industrial marine industry is being forced to electrify. And so they need this technology. The benefit of it is, our inverter will go into their energy storage system. It'll make it more efficient, and that's the development that we're doing with them over the next year. The benefit of, we'll come out with a certified product by the time it's all said and done, which is required on the grid-related applications. But the same technology is not just for the marine. It can go to data centers, like I say, the Amazons, all those sort of things. The same technology can be in industrial use, can be marine use, can be solar, can be wind, it can be all different aspects, because our inverter is part of a system, not the system. And it's an exciting opportunity to be able to work with a company like Ocean Batteries to co-develop the total system and get it certified so others can use it.
Don, with so many prospective industries looking to benefit from technology and innovations like the ones you've created with ZVS, what's the effort look like to get the word out? How are you reaching people and informing people of this prospective value that could be added to their company by implementing your technology?
We've built the company quickly by bringing in what we'd like to call advisors that have not only experience and success, but networks within the industries that we're pursuing. So for instance, in the EV, we have Dr. Burkhoff, who was 20 years senior manager with Dahmer Chrysler, and was part of the team that started the EV division in Mercedes. So his network in Europe is far bigger than mine. As a matter of fact, mine didn't exist. So he can open doors. After he became a believer of the technology, people are taking his phone calls. He was able to open doors and get that demonstration done. Dan Coker is an advisor to the company. Dan built two $1 billion companies in the automotive component sector. He knows how to manufacture. He's built it from the ground up. And he has been also another very good key advisor and someone who opens the doors. So not only was he successful, he has a network that he's brought to the company. We have other such people that we're bringing in. Dan Matheson, out of Ontario. He's part of the energy sector there and has been able to open the doors with some utilities. Worldwide, we're starting to get a little bit more noticed, and we're starting to have a lot more inflow of calls asking about the technology. When can we get a demonstration? What can we do? Our bandwidth is fairly limited. We're a fairly small company expecting to expand greatly, but we're a small company at this point in time. But we built the company, got the word of mouth out by marketing, and then by bringing in people that have networks that we can access, including one of our directors, Michael Moskowitz, who was formerly the CEO and chairman of Panasonic North America. So we're getting into some rooms at a higher level by bringing the right people in that are believers.
Yeah, and to me as a journalist, Don, that's always the exciting part, is actually finding the way to get the messaging out to those who need it most. Any last notes you'd like to leave for our audience today, who are prospective investors who might be interested in learning more about Hillcrest Energy Technologies Limited?
I always say it this way. Look, we're drinking the Kool-Aid. One thing that we do know is we have not come across any company or organizations that has what we have to this level. We have a prototype, commercial prototype that we can walk in and demonstrate and show that we have what we say we're going to have. And it's being demonstrated in potential customers' labs. We're first mover. We have something the world has wanted. We're showing an economic benefit to it at the same price of what they're essentially paying today for what the only technology that they can get involved in. So first mover, financial benefit, and an industry that is worth $117 billion by 2029, growing at 16% a year. I don't know how someone doesn't take a look at us and ask questions and decide whether they think that we're a horse that they should back.
Our guest today has been the CEO and director of Hillcrest Energy Technologies Limited, Mr. Don Currie. Hillcrest Energy Technologies Limited trades on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol HLRTF and on the CSE at HEAT. For more information on the company, you can visit them online at hillcrestenergy.tech. That's hillcrestenergy.tech. Mr. Currie, I want to thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. I look forward to having you back with us again very soon for another update.
Thank you as well. We really, really appreciate it and appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to the Market Gems podcast, presented by the Chesapeake Group, who is solely responsible for this content. Chesapeake Group encourages you to do your due diligence and invest wisely.